Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show. Welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring, Pennsylvania, broadcasting from Radio City in New York. And here to greet you is your host today, Don Craig.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. This is Don Craig, ghost coaching for Fred Waring. Ghost coaching. You like that?
I like that. You're very clever today.
I heard about ghost writing. Yes, I'm ghost coaching for Fred Waring. Yeah, it certainly does. I wrote it. It ought to.
Good.
Fred Waring's having one of his rare days off today. But don't go away, because all the other Pennsylvanians are here, and you're in for a half hour of music that we think and we hope you like. Haven't the slightest idea where Fred's spending his day off today, but wherever it is, we hope he's having blue skies.
Well,
yes,
just
Bill?
Before you play that, this is something special today for Fred and everybody else.
Uh-huh.
B.O. Plenty and Gravel Gertie have been married 1 year today, and Sparkle is 80 days old. Don't you think that we should?
Well, that's quite remarkable, Bill, isn't it?
1 year. I mean, that was a tough struggle.
Well, that was Bill Bivens announcing a happy anniversary for B.O. Plenty. And who was it, Bill? Oh, Gravel Gertie. I don't follow those things, you know. Anyway, as I was saying, wherever Fred is, we hope he's having blue skies. And that is a cue for our conductor, Fred Tully. Blue skies. Now, Joanne Wheatley, who apparently doesn't believe in the old saying, wishing will make it so, sings, I wish I didn't love you so. So?
For you, could have faded long ago. to me as long as this. I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend, smiling by now with my heart on the mend. But when I
love of Joanne certainly was. Well, now I think the subject of romance is fascinating enough to deserve another song, the title of which could be That's My Desire. The orchestra plays it, and Joe Marine will be along in a few minutes to sing it. That's My Desire.
Cherry, I love you so. that's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. Just when it's time to go, Sherry, I love you so. That's my desire.
Describing your desire very beautifully, Joe. A Daisy and a Dandelion's desire is to travel. And their destination is somewhere across the alley from the Alamo.
Across the alley from the Alamo lives a pinto pony and a Navajo. Singing a sort of Indian hiding hole to the people passing by. The pinto spends silence with the kitchen flies and the Navajo locks the lazy sky. Every man and every kid, they rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along that railroad track. They were swishing out of luck to do. But they never could bring him back. Across the alley from the Alamo, in the Thomas Barn is a certain mole. By singing an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by.
Of the mug that has all the water in it. Of the mug that has the tide. Of the mug that's on the worry. Of mug, of it is the Indian cry. Of mug, of the mug, of mug, of the mug, of mug, of mug, woo.
This is the Indian's lullaby. Engine train coming down on the track. Didn't see the engine on the pinto's back. Two engines roast in his little song. So long. So long. So long.
When you sing this little train, you'll hear the singing of the railroad train. On the track, baby, things are going.
So long, little Pinto. Goodbye, little Navajo.
On the track,
little Pinto, along the Alamo.
From the Alamo, they found none other than our own Gordon Goodman, who's been away for several weeks. The orchestra will play My Ideal, and then Gordon will step out of the Glee Club for a little tenor solo in the Glee Club part of My Ideal. Welcome to that.
last were born and never even know that she is my
idea. Now the subject is flowers, or more specifically orchids. Still more specifically, Orchids in the Moonlight. First the orchestra, and Stuart Churchill as soloist with the Glee Club sings his own arrangement of Orchids in the Moonlight. Something about a young South American lady known simply, if mysteriously, as the girl from Peru.
From Peru.
He is the reason we want the land of American hats.
Ago, the Glee Club gave its first performance of a song called The Hill of Henri Chapelle. Since that time, there have been many requests for this song, which is dedicated to the 15,000 American boys who lie beneath the gentle slopes of that faraway hill in Belgium. The song was written by Bill Post while he was stationed in India, halfway around the world from the actual Chapelle Cemetery. When Bill came back to the States, he graciously decided to give all the earnings of the song to the disabled American veterans. Well, it so happens that this week, 3,500 chapters of the DAV are sending representatives to a big assembly in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Bill Post will be there. Sometime today, the Disabled American Veterans Convention will interrupt its job of helping 2.5 million disabled veterans to find new skills, new jobs, new friends, and new lives, and the delegates will listen while Bill sings for them the song he has presented to them. And on this, the same day the composer sings it out there, we'd like to sing it again back here. Our arrangement for the Glee Club and Gordon Berger is by Roy Ringwald, who has given reverent treatment to those words which state their message so simply. The hill of Henri Chapelle, where the free and the brave men dwell, and helpless hands place rows of roses where the free and the brave men dwell, on the hill of Henri Chapelle. taking a day off today. We'll be back with us tomorrow at the usual time. Meanwhile, we'll try to prepare another half hour of music for your listening pleasure tomorrow. Till then, goodbye.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.